Right, Comic Reviews, May 20th, 2009. Five books from last week. Amazing Spider-Man 593, Mark Waid and Mike McCone. Great stuff. Waid really gets Peter Parker's inner voice. It's a little bit frustrating that the book is part of this whole Marvel decompressed thing, and it's very much part two of three. But for a weekly book, it's hardly surprising. I think it's probably a fair compromise. McCone. His artwork misses the beat a little bit on some of the smaller character moments, but his Spider-Man is great, which, after all, is what the whole book is supposed to be about. Interesting what's going on with the new Vulture, worth keeping an eye on. Next, Captain Britain and MI-13, issue 13. It's a real crime, I've said before, it's a real crime that this book is going down. Paul Cornell is one of the most interesting new writers to hit. New comic writers to hit Marvel in a very long time. The way that he keeps this book totally self-contained, it's a perfectly accessible read. And the storyline that he's working on at the moment, Dracula's magic war against England, it's fantastic. It could hold up in a book, it could hold up on a TV program. This is far more than just comic book storytelling. Leonard Kirk's artwork, I'm not as big a fan of as some people are, and there's some inconsistencies with the other artist who's on board as well, presumably for deadline reasons. But for me, it really doesn't detract from the book. The quality of the storytelling is really what's most important, and the artwork doesn't spoil that. Next, Final Crisis, Legion of Three Worlds 4, Geoff Johns and George Perez. Superb stuff. Wow. It gets a little bit dense sometimes with the sheer amount of stuff that's going on, but both creators are making the DC Universe fire on all cylinders for the first time in a good little while. The return of the Connor Kent, Connell Superboy. Nice the way that they pull it off. And it's interesting where this is leading to in Adventure Comics in late summer. Nice that Bart Allen is back as well, and some of the whole Lightning storyline elements that Johns has been building up for quite a few months now are finally reaching fruition as well. Ultimate Wolverine Hulk 5, Lindelof and Lionel Francis Yu, very funny. I really didn't think they were going to keep the quality that both creators had. God knows how many years ago in issues one and two, but the whole tone of it is great. The whole time jumping storytelling that I guess Lindelof is particularly adept at with Lost works brilliantly well here. I mean, it's worth getting if only for the conversation that Ultimate Nick Fury has with Wolverine's head. Yeah, it has to be seen to be believed. And then finally, Astro City, Dark Age Book 3, Issue 1. It's almost a sociological take on the 70s and 80s, and Buzzyek's look at channeling the DC and Marvel universes from the 70s and 80s, and running it within his own distinct universe, and having a real exploration of the whole medium. I think it's maybe lost a little bit of its freshness that it had about 10 years ago, but Buzzyek's writing, when he's inspired, on his own work, particularly Astro City, still can't be beaten. And Brent Anderson is doing far better work here than he has in some time, even on Astro City. Charles and Royal Williams's stories probably could have been told in a little less time, but it's certainly worth paying attention to here. The book's a little bit expensive from the looks of it, so it's probably worth, if you're interested in the book, waiting until the collected edition is out, which probably won't take too long. Yeah, that's my five.